Granny's, Abner, I believe that's the ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, one more day has rolled around with no news about Abner's missing wife and daughter. The old fellows have checked the railroad and bus stations at the county seat. They've consulted the police. In fact, they followed every clue they've been able to dig up. But nowhere can they find any information about Elizabeth and Little Pearl. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Abner! Hey, Abner, looky here.
Huh?
It's a letter for you.
A letter?
Yeah, I just now picked it up at the post office.
I dog it. Who's it for?
I just told you it's for you.
Who's it from?
Well, I reckon it's from your brother-in-law, Ed. The postmark says Texas, and it ain't Elizabeth's writing.
Texas? I dog it. That's him, all right. Well, hurry up, Lum. Open it up. Read it to me.
Well, Jerry, you read it. It's your letter, not mine.
Well, I can't read at a time like this. Go ahead now. Read it for me, Lum,
yeah.
Please.
Read it first.
Yeah, go ahead, read it. Now I'll find out where Elizabeth's at. Yeah, I'm going to tell her to come right back home. Fact is, I believe I'll do it right now. Where's some writing paper? I'm going to answer that letter.
Well, wait a minute. Wait till you hear the letter before you answer it. You don't know what it says yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, hurry up, read it, Lum. Read it.
That's what I'm trying to do. If you
go ahead.
Go on. Dear Abner.
Yeah.
Hi. That's how it starts out. Dear Abner.
Oh, well, that's it, all right. That's the way he always starts out. I start mine different to him, though. I say, Dear Ed. That's what I say.
Dear Abner, received your letter telling us that Elizabeth and Little Pearl was coming here to visit us.
Well?
However, we must have misunderstood your letter because so far they have not arrived.
Not arrived? Why, they've had plenty of time to get there.
We have met every train for the last 3 days, but have not saw them.
Well, he don't have to meet every train. Just the passengers will be enough. I don't think they're going on a freight.
Please write and tell us when they will be here.
Well, Lum, do you reckon something could have happened to them on their way down there?
Well, no, not necessary. More than likely went somewhere else, that's all.
Somewhere else?
Why, sure. There's lots of other places they could have went to, you know.
Where?
Well, I don't know. It's what we got to find out. You oughtn't have told Ed that Elizabeth and Pearl was definite coming to his place, Abner.
Well, that's where Elizabeth always goes again. She wants to make a trip summer's long.
I've told you 1,000 or 100 times before you oughtn't have jumped at conclusions that way, Abner.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have your brother-in-law going down to the depot meeting every train that comes into Texas from now on. He's more than likely to give up his job to do it, and then he'll go broke, and pretty soon his whole family will starve to death.
Well, I never meant to do all that.
Well, don't worry. It won't go that far, I don't think.
Won't I?
I'm just giving you an example to show you what this conclusion jumping of yours can lead to.
Yeah.
Here, let me finish reading your letter.
Oh, is there some more to it?
Yeah. This might give us more information.
Yeah. Sure.
Where was I at? Oh, yeah. We are all fine here. I went hog wild the other day, and for Emmy's birthday...
That's his warmer, Emmy.
Uh-huh. And for Emmy's birthday, I bought her a second-hand washing machine.
Yeah, he always was wonderful for fancy gadgets.
Emmy likes it just fine.
Well,
Opal is
that's
doing...
his oldest daughter, Opal. Yeah.
Opal is doing canteen work for the Army boys and likes it just fine.
Well, bless her heart. Bless her little heart.
Aunt Ione has went to work in a defense plant near here as a riveter.
Riveter?
Mm.
Yeah.
She says she likes it just fine.
Ah.
Her birthday is next week, so if you think of it, you might send her a nice pair of overhauls.
What size?
It don't say.
Ah.
Well, must close now. Everything here is just fine. Everything's fine, ain't it?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, everything's always fine with Ed. Never had a sad day in his life, I don't reckon.
Write soon and tell us when to expect Elizabeth and Pearl. Wish you could come along with them, but know you have to stay there and keep the old nose to the grindstone. Ha, ha.
What are you laughing about, Mom?
Ed laughed.
Oh.
I mean, he put it in a letter.
Oh, he says. Thinks he said something funny there.
Oh.
He's a joshing sort of a feller.
So it says ha, ha right here. He must have thought it's funny.
Oh, then he always laughs at his own jokes, you know.
Hope everything there is just fine. Yours truly, Ed. Well, Ed writes a nice letter, Abner.
Yeah, but he never told me where Elizabeth is, though.
Well, at least we know now that she ain't there.
No.
So that illuminates your brother-in-law's place. And means we got to start looking everywhere else we can think of.
I don't know no place else to start looking.
No. Whose car is that out there? Over there across the street. Never seen that car around Pine Ridge before.
Don't believe I have neither.
It's stopping out there.
I know this. Wait a minute. You don't reckon that's Elizabeth, and she's went and bought herself an automobile, do you, Lum?
Of course not. Where would she get the money to buy something like that?
Well, maybe she earned it, Summers. I don't know. She might be a realtor like Ann Ione. Maybe Ann Ione got her in that defense plant down there in Texas.
Oh, she couldn't have did that. She ain't even got her priorities.
Man, you never can tell, though. I expect I better get Elizabeth a pair of them overhauls, too, while I'm doing it. Let's see, I believe she'd take about, 30-34s ought to fit her just about right.
Wait a minute, Adam. Elizabeth couldn't be working in no defense plant in Texas, because she ain't even in Texas. We know that for sure.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Nogis, look here. Ain't that a warmer getting out of the car there?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, see, what'd I tell you?
Wait a minute, though, Edna. That ain't
Elizabeth. Oh, yes, it is.
Look how she's dressed.
Huh?
Elizabeth ain't got no clothes like that. Them furs, no.
Well, more like she might have bought herself some new ones, Aunt Lon. Is Elizabeth coming back short, or she's coming back, Lon?
Now, don't get yourself to work. That ain't Elizabeth.
Yes, it is.
I can see better than you can, and that ain't her. Just take a good look out there now.
Yes.
And,
doggy, you know, I don't believe that does much look like her, Lon.
Of course not. Look there, she's carrying a youngin' in her arms.
Oh, she is, ain't she? Well, I know that ain't little Pearl she's carrying, because she's a heap bigger than that. Fact is, she can come closer to carrying Elizabeth than Elizabeth can to carrying her.
Find out, Amy. Here she comes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, try to recollect your manners now and act polite.
Yeah.
Say how they do, ma'am, and please excuse me, please, Mom, and all.
What if I did?
Well, if you do something.
Well,
how do you do, Mom?
How do you do, ma'am?
Hello. Goodness, I've had a hard time finding your place.
Oh, was you looking for us, Mom?
You are Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody, aren't you?
Hey, Elizabeth never sent you, did she?
I beg your pardon?
Never mind him, miss. What was you wanted to see us about?
Why, I want to send a... No, darling, don't come. Mama's right here with you.
Sure, cute little fella you got there.
Yeah. Been so fussy today. It's awfully hard traveling with the baby.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Well, what I wanted was to send a money order.
Money order?
Yes, this is the post office, isn't it?
Well, no, Mom, the post office is across the street there.
Get over in Dick Huddleston's store. He runs it.
Dear, I can't seem to get anything right today. It's across the street, you say?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I guess I better go over and... Oh, say, would you do me a favor?
Why, sure. Be proud to do anything we can, Mom.
Well, I hate to ask you this, but would you mind watching the baby for me? It'll just take me a second to get the money order.
Why, we'd be more than glad to do that for
you. Why, sure, yeah.
Let me take the little feller.
Getting so heavy, I can hardly carry him anymore.
Come here, you little rat. Come here to your Uncle Lum. Now, don't start that.
He won't cry much. I'll be right back.
Well, just take your time. He'll be all right with us.
You will take good care of him.
Sure, don't you worry now. We know all about babies.
Don't worry, Minnie. You better let me hold him, Lon. No more about this, Minnie.
No.
Well, I can make him stop crying, Lon.
You can handle him all right. Ain't a little better. Yes, I can. Yes, sir. Look at that, Abby, smiling at me.
He don't even know how to hold him. Look like you got a sack of potatoes there you're getting ready to weigh up.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. And they... What kind of songs do you sing to them?
You know so much about them. Go ahead.
And they hold it away to
them.
To make a coffee and a pine for that sweetheart. Oh, look at him, Abner. He's laughing.
He's just hysterical, that's all. Here, now, let me take him along.
Now, he likes me. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they haul it away to the mill. He loves that. Look at him.
You're going to drop him now if he ain't careful now.
You make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine.
I'm too good, man.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Here. You want to hold him?
Why, sure, yeah. Give him here. Yeah, come here, little fella. I know how to hold you. Come here. Oh, they cut down the old pine. Uh-oh. Why didn't you tell me long?
You know more about babies than me.
Well, here, now, you take him back. Look there, he's starting to cry again. He likes you better than me.
No, now, you keep him.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll call his mom over at Dick Ellison's and tell her to hurry back.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. Tell her to hurry, the old lady. Be quiet now.
Sing a song to him, Abner.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Hello?
And
is that you, Dick?
And they
hauled
it away.
Hello? Just a minute. Abner, quiet down a little. This is Mom. Say, Dick, could I speak to that young lady over there, the one that's getting the money order? Uh-oh, are you sure, Dick?
Tell her to hurry now.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what she was wearing. You seen her do what? Look, she couldn't have her car parked right over there across the
ride you home with me.
Wait a minute. Abner, look across the street there.
Huh?
The car's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, Dick said he seen her heading out of town.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Dick. I got to hang up now because me and Abner's just had a baby. I mean, that woman must have went right off and left him. For God's sake.